Bibb County Prevention Coalition podcast, dedicated to bringing educational information to prevent substance abuse and help individuals achieve a healthy well-being.
Hello, my name is Tina Bradley, and you're listening to the Wood County Prevention Coalition podcast. I am the coordinator for the Drug-Free Communities Grant, as well as Prevention Coalition in Wood County, Ohio. Today's subject is the Wood County Prevention Coalition What's Happening Lately podcast. For those who don't know us yet, I'll read our mission. We are a coalition of compassionate community members working together to coordinate high-quality programs for the prevention of youth substance abuse in Wood County, Ohio. Our vision is helping youth be drug-free, responsible, and productive citizens. And our tagline is Uniting for a Drug-Free Wood County since 2004. Today, we're fortunate to have our very talented summer intern join us. Her name is Charity Robel, and she is a student at Bowling Green State University. Charity, can you talk about your experience in this first few weeks with us here?
So these past couple weeks have been really interesting. I've been moving around a lot. I've helped at middle schools, the Hooked on Fishing event, and the Juvenile Detention Center and Juvenile Court. I've also helped make lists of police departments and libraries and schools. Overall, I really like moving around and seeing exactly like what all you guys do here.
Fabulous. And this is a unique experience for us on this end because Charity is the very first intern that I've worked with that has a criminal justice background versus solely media production background. So we've tried to diversify her experience. She's reaching out to a lot of our partners in the community, asking them, can you use Deterra, helping us build lists for various informational purposes, our Why Animals Don't Smoke books. We're trying to get into the hands of as many locations as we can, and so she's reaching out to them. But, you know, it's just been a very diversified. Plus, she's already taken on a creative, kind of a media production project, and she did an outstanding job with that. Very creative. She over-delivered, which I absolutely love. I asked her to make two or three different flyers, and I ended up, I believe, with five. So that, you know, she's hit the ground running. And this afternoon, she's going to help us set up for our Wood County Prevention Coalition meeting, which is tomorrow. And she's going to be in attendance there tomorrow and be a part of that. So it's a very diversified, it's not that solely focused on just the media production aspect, which often is what occurs. She's doing a bit of everything. So now what year are you in college?
This is my senior year.
Okay, so you'll be graduating next spring, correct?
I can graduate after my internship.
Oh, so. My goodness. I probably knew this when you interviewed, but I had no idea. So this is it. Oh my gosh, how exciting.
It's very exciting.
That's wonderful. So, and we continue to look at different aspects of programming. We have our court diversion program and such. We're going to be utilizing you in that regard, but it's been a great experience so far, and I think we have you until maybe the end of July, early August, something like that. So, yeah, we're really excited. That's one new thing that is occurring here this summer. I'm going to give a little background, a little history before I move into year 9 of our Drug-Free Communities grant funding. As most of you know, our coalition formed in 2004. And our first five-year round of Drug-Free Communities grant funding was awarded in 2014. We're now in year 9 of our second round of the same funding. So year 9 in September 29th of this year, meaning year 10 begins September 30th. Now, when the grant ends, and that'll be September 30th, 2024, the coalition will carry forward as it did prior to the DFC's funding that was awarded to us. So we will continue to meet as a coalition, continue to partner with all of the coalition partners, and we have quite a few. We'll continue to work closely with the prevention education program here at Wood County Educational Service Center and help disseminate different informational materials out into the community and on the web and help be a part of different events, including quarterly meetings. I anticipate we will continue to partner with the Wood County Addiction Task Force and hold our meetings each quarter with them. So, you know, the only thing that's really different is we won't have this federal grant to administer, but we have many partners, and we have here at Wood County Educational Service Center, their continued support offering a space, and we'll also have the prevention education program. They provide funding that is for prevention education, and that includes public information that goes out. So much will remain the same. But year 9, which is what we're in now and will be in until September 29th, has really literally flown by. And here are just a few of the collaboratives we've enjoyed. We've handed out prescription drug locks boxes. And that started back in February of this year. We used Bowling Green Community Foundation funding to secure 204 boxes. And we partnered with the Educational Service Center's Parent Mentor and Kinship Care Support Programs, the Wood County Committee on Aging, and the OSU Extension here in Wood County to provide them prescription drug boxes along with the Terra drug prevention information and magnets that contain the location of all 6 drug drop boxes, prescription drug drop boxes here in Wood County. We utilized volunteers, youth volunteers, matter of fact, to help us assemble the kits, and then we used a volunteer here in the community to help us load and deliver the kits. And it was such a huge success, and the evaluations that I received back were so favorable that after this project wrapped up, we utilized some of our drug-free communities funds to provide 25 to each of these two agencies prescription drug boxes to Bowling Green State University's Women and Gender Equity Program and Ohio Living for their Wood County hospice clients. So each one of those two agencies got 25 drug locks boxes, and again, we provided them with Deterra and information that was related to securing drugs, disposing of drugs in order to prevent drug use, primarily amongst youth. We continue this year to collaborate with the Wood County Addiction Response Collaborative, as we did last year. We have partnered with them to deliver a series of safe drug disposal programs at a number of Wood County Committee on Aging congregate meal sites. And the presentation is on safe drug disposal, and that's spearheaded by ARC. And I've attended all of these to provide free Deterra to those in attendance. We have 2 more scheduled for July, and this whole series of speaking events started back in March. So once those 2 wrap up in July, we'll have delivered 5 of these safe drug disposal programs in conjunction with our longtime partner, the Wood County Addiction Response Collaborative. So we're pretty excited about that. This fall, we'll launch into our biennial Wood County Youth Survey. And this survey is done every 2 years. It's made possible by funding through the Wood County Adamus Board. And the survey will be conducted in grades 5 through 12 in all 10 public schools within Wood County. And this year includes something new, and that's the fact that it's electronic versus paper and pencil. And there'll be more about this in upcoming podcasts, you can be sure of that. But the nice thing about going electronic is that it's going to save money, save time. It's going to be a process where we don't have to utilize as much staff time to get things tallied, get things put into place. It's just an easier way to render this survey. So we are quite excited about that. The youth survey, and I don't know, Charity, if you've had a chance to look at this yet. I mean, I can leave that with you, and you can, at your leisure, just take a look at it. But we do this every 2 years, and the last one was conducted back in 2022. And again, as I mentioned, it's in conjunction with the Wood County Adamus Board, the Wood County Educational Service Center, and the Wood County Prevention Coalition. And it features a host of different things where we survey these youth here in the county, including prevalence rates for alcohol and other drugs, perceived harm, risk, and disapproval rates related to that, bullying, characteristics of users and non-users, gambling and gaming, mental health, adverse childhood experiences, and several other pieces as well. So it's pretty comprehensive, and it helps us direct our efforts when we go into the classroom, the Wood County Educational Service Center. When the prevention education specialists go into the classrooms, we know what the specific areas of concern are within a school, and we can address those based upon where we see there is the need. So, you know, we certainly know if it's not a problem in a certain school, we'll provide prevention on certain aspects, but we'll focus more on where the specific need is, and we're able to, the data can be gathered by school. We will present it out countywide, but it also is delivered to each school so they know what their specific needs and concerns might be. So it helps us direct our efforts in that way. Anything else that you'd like to say before we wrap here today, Charity?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. It's been great having you here on the podcast with me. Well, next time we'll be back and we'll discuss yet another prevention-related topic. In the meantime, check us out online at www.wcprevention.org. And you can link into our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages there as well. Thank you for joining us, and have a great day.
This podcast is intended for educational purposes only. Those views expressed on the podcast do not necessarily reflect the views of the Wood County Educational Service Center or the Wood County Prevention Coalition.